Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there, welcome back.
So guys, we had a video done for you guys. It was about 40 minutes almost on the nose. And this was several hours ago. And at 21 minutes and 38 seconds, there's like this interference that just jumps on in. And, you know, this is not us. And I mean, quite simply, this is the powers that be. They're the ones that do this. We were focusing on fracking in this video, and then we start to jump over here.
And it gets you infuriated when you look at it.
Mm-hmm. I know. And there's so many things that we need to take a look at, and we need to bring in and try to understand it. It's like, where do you start? Where do you start when there's all these things surrounding us? I gotta tell you, the answer is always gonna be the same. You start with yourself. You start detoxing right where you're at, and that's gonna spread to other people around you and other people around them.
And so, you know, all this too, they...
And it's like that the rest of the video. So, you know, they just cut it out. But, you know, I mean, they have that ability. What can you say? We know that every word we say is monitored. Every single word is monitored every single day. It's just a given. It's just basically letting us know just how much they control all the technology, you know? So, again, they're trying to control the narrative any way they possibly can.
Mm-hmm. And right now they're still doing this thing where they try to make it look like an accident, you know, so we still have a little bit of an illusion going on. But we all know that when these things add up, I mean, you only get to have so many coincidences in a row before they just simply become facts.
Yeah, absolutely. And many people are being stifled. Many people are being intimidated in different ways. It's all part of, you know, the unraveling of the system that we see in front of us and really getting ready for another system. So part of what's happening right now is, you know, they're basically handing the ball over to that, you know, fine dining ware system, and it's going to be everywhere. This, and again, the only way we can stop this is by calling more attention to it, so that those people that we see donning those all white uniforms over in China, for instance, you know, that those people that are carrying out the, you know, wishes of the elites or controllers or whatever you want to call them, elites, that's fine, you know, whatever you want to call them. The negative Nellies. We can think of so many different labels for them. You know, those people have to wake up that the fact that they are just really, truly oppressing the entirety of the planet, not even just humanity, everything on this planet, the planet itself, such a negative, horrible system we find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm. But we're not left without power. We definitely have power. There's things that we can do. And, you know, just getting healthy, honestly, getting healthy and start to separate yourself from that system. You know, look at all the programs that they have involved in our lives. There's all kind of apps for our phone, and then there's like Netflix and everything for the TV. And they're constantly programming us. And it can be as simple as get rid of those programs. Stop allowing those programs to permeate into your energy field. And that's a simple start.
Absolutely. You know, you know, again, cancel your HBO, cancel your Netflix, cancel everything on down. And as Cindy's saying, wean ourselves off. You know, I said to Cindy last night, I think it was, because we sleep when we can, where we can, kind of. I think it was last night. It's all of a sudden hit with my aunt's house, which was an old Victorian house. It really used to creep me out a lot. One bathroom in the entire house, and boy, that's another thing about Tartaria we could cover. Yes. One bathroom, entire house. And you might say, well, a lot of houses have one bathroom. Yeah, but this had like 13 rooms. You know, there was like six or seven bedrooms, and they had what we called a parlor where, well, what's a parlor for? Well, it's where people just sat down and talked.
Yeah.
You know, again, there was no TV in the middle of any rooms. My aunts never had a TV, period, ever. And, you know, what did we do? Well, gosh, what did you do? You sat down and you just talked, you know, and discussed things. I mean, think about how there's always something on when we're talking. There's always, you know, maybe not in your home, and congratulations if that's the case, but, you know, what household now, how few, we should say, when people sit down to eat, they actually sit down to eat together, and there's no technology on. There's no phones at the table. There's no music. Well, yeah, music's different, but still. If you really want to have a discussion, you know, you just basically have everything turned off. No TV, no nothing. In many households, maybe a generation ago, and again, sure, maybe your household still does it this way, where people just actually turn everything off and pay attention to each other.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice thing. That's a really old-fashioned yet nice thing to do, and you integrate your energies together and you learn about one another. And there is a little thing about people, when you actually spend time with people, it raises those happy hormones. They come up. So when you have birthday gatherings, when you have, you know, any kind of office gathering, people are going to find themselves happier afterwards, because it's just triggering something inside of our soul. We're connecting with ourselves.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing I was saying to Cindy is, why do I have such, you know, fond memories of the desert? And it's really because we were unplugged more, and it made it difficult to put videos up, and we probably didn't do as many videos then either. But we did do actually even more clients, as we were able to connect by phone, you know, via the use of our internet. So we were very, very busy with clients all the time. But at the same time, when things were off, our entertainment was a campfire every single night. It was just campfires every night, and watch the stars, meditate, you know, things like that. Just peace with nature and each other. And that is such a blessed thing to experience, and we don't get enough of that. I do think it'll be a blessing when the sun starts to flash, and in some ways it'll obviously be disconcerting with the grid down when we get to that point, that the sun is actually taking out the grid here and there. And well, that's part of actually today's video. And God, I wonder what part exactly. I would have thought they would have gotten more irritated with the fracking part of things than this other part. But, you know, maybe it does feel like there's something really, really close. Really close. And so we were touching on a lot of topics. And, you know, been watching these quakes all over the place, feeling like there's something major brewing. But yeah, I'll just give you a summary of what we were going over as you're looking right here at Colorado fracking. Just every little red dot is a fracking well. Do you realize what that does to the groundwater? It is atrocious. It's atrocious what's happening. What is happening everywhere? So, you know, we have to keep in mind when we're looking at possible things that can become issues, and we've talked about the nuclear power plants. So one of our good friends is thinking about Kentucky. He's right now up in Pennsylvania with family, but looking to homestead in Tennessee, I should say. And I was just telling them, you know, make note of where the power plants are, nuclear power plants, because again, grid down circumstance, you don't want to be right next to them. You really, really don't. And as you can see here, most of them are over on the Mississippi side of, on the Mississippi side of the Mississippi River. So on the eastern side, there are some over on the western side. You know, in Arizona, you had those Chinese drones that were spotted flying over. Well, I'm assuming it's Chinese. I shouldn't say that, but I definitely have suspicions those were Chinese drones over that nuclear power plant west of Phoenix, and others that we've talked to that remember that occurrence, I think, feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's very, very true.
So, you know, again, you got to know about what's going to be possibly something that I'm going to have to contend with if the grid does go down. You know, this is most definitely one. Then, of course, about the signals that are hitting us all the time. This is the AT&T coverage map. You could see, again, the eastern side of the country is completely plastered. There's only a few spots, truly, and this is the AT&T map. This is the T-Mobile map, and again, the pink is 5G technology. The darker color is 4G LTE. And then this is Verizon. That's plastered. Now, we were in one of those little zones in New Mexico where, you know, there wasn't any 5G. In fact, we had no phone signal, but we used the internet Wi-Fi to make calls, and it worked fine, you know, albeit we paid double what I ever paid anywhere else for internet. But it was a blessing because we could feel the difference. We could truly feel the difference in not having this signal always hitting us. I swear we slept much deeper and much better, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. You know, there was just something about being in that cabin, and the walls were, you were like surrounded in stone. And when you turn the electricity off, it was off. I mean, you could almost feel that buzzing, little buzzing thing of electricity. You could feel it like drop. It just stopped. And that allows our energy bodies to take their natural form, and it really rejuvenates you.
So we were talking about these quakes, and these are not small quakes. 5.3, 4.6, 4.9, 4.5. This is in Canada, and thank you guys that said, hey, yeah, there's a lot of fracking in Canada, because I wasn't really aware of all the fracking in Canada. Look at all the fracking in Canada, all that red. Holy cow, Batman, that's a lot of fracking going on. That's a lot of poisoned water. You know, because we see, there's been so many studies, this is going back to 2016, there's another one from 2018, another one from about a year ago, where they're all talking about how fracking is absolutely linked to cancer. Absolutely. And it's linked to asthma, and it's linked to birth defects as well. All these things. And we are fracked up the wazoo, so to speak. And the proximity to fracking sites is definitely associated with a risk of childhood cancer. It's just horrible what we see going on. And these are all the kind of salmon pink color are areas that are being fracked currently. So, you know, so much of this country and Canada and, you know, the UK has had its fracking issues as well. I was looking, as I'm always looking at property, there was a property that popped up in Arkansas that looked really good. And I was like looking at the street, and geez, right around the corner, there's a fracking well. Oh, man. Oh, man. And look at this. Where's Texas? I see sand, so that's got to be San Antonio. Look at all that. Man, it's just everywhere. It's poisoning the water everywhere. It's leading to a much greater increase in cancers. As you see, again, this is Arkansas. And in Arkansas, over in here, too, we have a nuclear power plant. So that's another issue to keep in mind. The Ouachita area is pretty good. And then up in the Ozarks is pretty good. You know, anywhere you go, you're going to have challenges. This is Texas. It's plastered. As we were saying, this is Colorado. See Colorado, look at all those. Wow. And then, you know, New Mexico as well. Two massive clusters, the northeast, and then I should say northwest and southeast. And there's a few other smaller clusters as well. We were in an area that didn't have any fracking. And then, of course, though, in New Mexico, you know, down, let's see where, yeah, you can't really see it so well, but because it's covered with fracking is where they set off some of the first nuclear bombs. But, you know, again, when you're looking from above, this is kind of what they look like. And absolutely, you know, cancer is through the roof. There's many reasons for it. The, you know, the two of the three things that we were just talking about, for sure. There's many other reasons as well. This is pushing toxic chemicals into the ground that people are then pulling up into their wells, and, you know, cities are again exposing people to, not to mention all the other things that are going on. And there's tons of scientific proof that fracking causes cancer. And this is where it bleeped off last time. And we were talking about Greenland gaining enough ice mass to bury Central Park under 9,000 feet of ice yesterday. Antarctica's coldest month in November since 87. China's big freeze intensifies. Beijing's lowest November temp since 1970. And the quiet sun, but when we look at it, and this is, I think, exactly when it went off, talking about the sun cycle. I know they don't want this getting out there, because NASA's forecast for the sun cycle is way off. And they are way off. And this is from armstrongeconomics.com. And this particular solar maximum is going to be big. And in fact, they call it a panic cycle right here, just to recap, and hopefully that we're not getting blocked, although I have no idea at the moment. So we're now in solar cycle 25, with peak sunspot activity expected in 2025. Solar cycle 24, which ended December 2019, was an average in length of 11 years is typical. However, it was the fourth smallest intensity since record keeping began with solar cycle 1 in 1755. That's a long time ago, guys. We're now in solar cycle 25, and we're still in solar minimum conditions at this time. Solar maximums are predicted to occur midway through this cycle, which may come as soon as November 2024, but no later than March 2026, with the ideal peak reaching most likely by July 2025. Right now, the solar wave is conforming more to this company's model than that of NASA. The sun has become far more active than NASA has forecast or expected. NASA is beginning to worry that this solar cycle 25 could become the strongest cycle since records began. Effectively, in terms of our model terminology, solar cycle 25 may be a panic cycle. In other words, we appear to be headed into the strongest cycle on record following the weakest cycle. That sounds insane. It doesn't sound logical. And again, there's a lot of technology in play. And there was one person that said something like, you know, the fact that, oh, well, these guys can't control the weather. It's like, you know, where was your head? Of course they could control the weather. You know, that's not a stretch at all. The technology out there, too, that we're talking about is not Homo sapiens technology. That's the part that many people will not be able to acknowledge until they actually know for sure that, yeah, we've been controlled all along by non-human entities.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just becoming more and more and more, or I'm sorry, less and less and less of a secret, because humans don't do that to other humans, but they can be persuaded by different entities to do things. And that's just what we're faced with. And the more that we can unprogram from their system, the more we can separate, like physically separate from the entire system that they have going on. There's a huge separation, energy of separation taking place. And, you know, we're going to be on the organic part of things. And that means that you have to slowly peel away everything that they put in front of you, all those temptations, you know, all those foods, those shows that are not so healthy, because they are doing things in your mind. It is affecting your energy body. You definitely want to disconnect from that.
So they have found that gold from a couple of areas around Greece and ore, which is where Abraham is supposed to come from, in Mesopotamia, Sumeria, came from the same area, and they were traded over thousands of miles. And again, this is perplexing to the historical point of view, but not to the reality of things. Again, when you start to look at all that's been uncovered already, everything that we're being hand-fed, everything that's coming, you know, bit by bit in our textbooks from the controllers is complete distortion. And there is PSYOP on top of PSYOP, and this will probably get some sort of garbled message or something, but, you know, there are some comments that you are made by some entities on YouTube that you can't block. I've run into this before. Like, there are people that if they start to get abusive or whatever, you can block the user, and they won't be able to post a comment again. That's the way the system works. And then sometimes I'll find the system will, you know, categorize people that are regulars, and I'll wonder, where did so-and-so go? I haven't seen them comment, and then I'll go look at comments that have been automatically sifted through, and oh, there they are. They're still making comments, but they're not getting posted. I didn't do that, you know? And then there are some that will make comments that are of a certain persuasion and, you know, a certain negative intent, and you don't have the option to block them. Why? Because they're part of the control system, because they are part of the control grid, because, you know, again, they are monitoring everything we say and do, every single little thing. And it was fascinating to see the user ID flicker between two different user IDs. And one was talking about flat earth and the other was talking about crypto, but it was the same entity. And that's because flat earth and crypto are both part of the script. They're both part of everything you see going on. Flat Earth is a PSYOP. This is a PSYOP that's being spread by the powers that be through the alphabet soups and others. And again, you know, that is something just to get you distracted, because they want you to think, oh, nothing can cross through the firmament, because there's extraterrestrial ships doing it every day. They don't want you understanding there's extraterrestrials that hold sway over this planet, and interdimensional beings as well. Don't you think, you know, the extraterrestrials will want you to think there's nothing but what you see right here on Earth? Of course, you know, they're going to want to give you that paradigm. And that paradigm was given by the church, which again was part of the Roman Empire, and again, the official power structure. And that's their paradigm. Everything is Earth-centric. It all revolves around the Earth. And Sita is off doing her thing again. Thank you guys for your patience with that. It's hard to control 200-pound Dobermans that are puppies. So, yeah, that's part of the official paradigm they want to put out there. And then besides that too, you know, the cryptocurrency, because, well, what are we going to get officially? We're going to get CBDCs. We are basically going to have digital currency that is nothing but air and numbers, totally controlled by the controllers. They're going to be the ones that control everything. So this is them controlling the paradigm. Now, the reality is there was a lot of trade all over the world. There's tons of evidence of trade going on all across the globe, even in times when they say there was nothing happening like that at all. Findings from Bronze Age shipwreck reveal complex trade network. Yeah, very complex. They don't want you understanding this, and this gets into the mud flood Tartaria type of thing. Tartaria was a reality from what we've gotten so far. Yeah, absolutely. It's still kind of heavily distorted, and it's very, very highly guarded. They really don't want anything coming out about that, because it really wasn't that long ago. And it was a global society that did have advanced technology, and it did meet its demise, just like this current one is going through now. And then, of course, Atlantis, the same thing. Atlantis, you know, went through its demise, in our estimation, from what we have, probably somewhere around the Younger Dryas period, so around 12,500 years ago. And what they see here is that, you know, complex trading has been happening for a long time. It's all part of hiding the reality of what goes on this planet and giving us distortions. It's all distortions. And here we are, maybe 6 months away from Neuralink being put into a human brain officially. Yeah, this is, you know, just right there, that AI merger with humanity. And we see one of Europe's most ancient domestic dogs lived in Basque country. And the Iberian Peninsula, the Basque people are very interesting. They have perhaps the highest percentage of Neanderthal in them. But what really was Neanderthal? Well, it wasn't what they said. As we've said many, many times, Neanderthal was not a thuggish brute. Neanderthal had a stronger body than Homo sapiens and a bigger brain, as well as being much more in touch with the earth and much more harmony with nature and all the creatures on the planet.
Mm-hmm. And they were. I mean, they could read the information. They could read the weather. They could read the animals around them. They understood that conversation we have with the wildlife around us, the plants, the trees, the birds. There's a huge communication going on whenever we go out into nature. And I think people can feel that now when you get out into the wilderness. It's like your energies just sort of calm down. They settle down. It's because you're tapping back into who you used to be.
Absolutely. And so this is going back 17,000 years. And, you know, dogs have always been man's best friend. And I wanted to share this video, which is of a gentleman here who sees a wolf on the side of the road with its legs stuck in there. He takes the time to come on by and clip him free. And, you know, that's a good soul. I understand there are people out there that say, oh, you should kill them all and stuff. But, you know, again, we're not really of that viewpoint. And we think nature should be respected and for the most part, live and let live. Certainly the controllers don't do that. That's pretty obvious, and I know you guys understand that. Check this guy out. How intelligent. How fun-loving. He knows what he wants. He just wants to go sledding, and he's doing it all by himself. That's pretty awesome. Again, you know, they're not less than us. They're just in different vehicles. Just in different vehicles, just basically going through, you know, in his case, a very, very fun phase.
You know, I've seen chickens sitting on baby kittens in a rainstorm, in a lightning storm, keeping them safe. And I've seen cats playing with rats or mice, literally just having a good time, both of them alive and having a good time together. And this guy, he's just copying what he saw his humans do. So, yes, we do create examples for other beings and our pets too. Look at that. That's adorable. You can feel the fun inside of him too.
You know, the other tangent that might have irked them that we went down is over here. And, you know, this article says that they discovered a skull in China. It could be a million-year-old Homo erectus. And Homo erectus is supposed to be one of the forefathers of Homo sapiens, but, you know, many, maybe not too many stages removed. Maybe really, again, you know, we don't even know what Homo sapiens wouldn't be, honestly, if it wasn't for the interference. But again, this is just a vehicle. That's the thing to recognize. This is just a vehicle. Is Homo sapiens superior to Neanderthal or Denisovan? From what we gather, not really. Not really. And will what comes next be superior to Homo sapiens? Well, that which is going to be working for and under the controllers will definitely not be superior. Absolutely not.
No, we want to stay organic.
Yeah, and that's where we're going to split. We are going to split, and there's most definitely going to be a choice to be made. When you look at the differences that we see in humanity on this planet, it's staggering. As you look at this, this is Robert Wadlow, and unfortunately, he died at the age of 22. He was 8 feet 11 inches tall, and that's his dad right next to him. And this gentleman right here, Chandra Bahadur Dangi, and he died in 2015, he was 21.5 inches tall. Now, of course, you could say, well, that's all, you know, glandular issues. These are just basically, you know, defects and everything. Is it just that? I mean, we could see there's whole tribes of people that are very, very different in size. I mean, the lady on the left is just typical. And you could see the gentleman to the right, he's probably about 4 feet tall at the most, probably a little bit under. In fact, the average modern Indonesian is 5 feet 2 inches tall. The average modern pygmy is not even 5 feet tall. Then we see Homo floresiensis, and we know for a fact this is a real creature, 41.7 inches. And this guy, you know, might have been around as little as maybe 30,000 years ago, according to some scientists, which means maybe he was even around 10, 12,000 years ago. Maybe there's still some around somewhere. What we see going on is just the past repeating itself again. You know, the Earth is populated with so many people of so many different tribes, all different sizes, you know, and we're told, well, it just depends on where you are. You know, if you're by the equator, you're going to turn out this way. If, you know, you're in a colder climate, this way. But we don't see that. That doesn't always work. What the reality is that you got two main choices in my view. You could view it that, you know, humanity, which we do think humanity comes from many different star systems.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's part of it, because there's all sorts of life out there. Again, when you look to the Indus Valley people, they'll tell you in their books, and I have a lot to start sharing with that. When we start putting all this together with the research that we've done, and then doing our contact with the guides and remote viewing, the said research, oh man, it's such an amazing ball of wax there. You know, you have hundreds of thousands of humanoid species that were acknowledged, many, many different types of humanoid species, openly acknowledged with technology that will blow your mind, absolutely blow your mind, and interacting together. You know, when we talk about the Vimanas are the vehicles that were used in the, all around the world, really, but that's the term that we use in the Hindu tradition and people of the Indus Valley. There's many different types of Vimanas, and they give amazing detailed descriptions not only of what the Vimanas looked like, what they sounded like, but what they were made of. And some of them were made of materials that could absolutely absorb the energy from sunlight and utilize that for multiple purposes besides, you know, actual movement. When you look at all the different shapes and sizes, all the different heights, the tallest people they say are from the Netherlands, standing at 6 feet average, shortest people from Indonesia, 5'2", but you literally do have people, as we were talking about, 21 inches to 8'11". You can see each area slightly different. But why all the diversity? And yet, of course, they can all interbreed. And then we see the work of Brian Forrester. His work's fabulous. Please do subscribe to his channel when you get a chance. I've talked about him in the past. He's doing work right now down in Peru and Bolivia mostly. The only time you see such diversity in beings on this planet truly is when we look at our dogs. And there's over 200 breeds of dogs that are listed. Over 200 different breeds, all different sizes. All different sizes. You know, some of the biggest ones, you got the Great Pyrenees, the Mastiffs. Oh yeah, your biggest dog is in fact a... here we go, English Mastiff, 160 to 300 pounds. That's a big boy. You know, Rama's a big boy. He's probably 100, 105 right now. That's a much bigger boy. And see, St. Bernard's, 140 to 260. Great Danes, 130 to 240. And yet you have other species like Chihuahuas, which may be a kilo, 2.2 pounds. And others as well. You know, you see such a diversity because they were purposely bred for different roles, different jobs, Okay, selective breathing. Guiding, selectively. We hear a lot about CRISPR now, don't we? We hear about DNA and RNA, mRNA, yeah. Oh, that's been going on forever here on planet Earth.
You know, what's so unfair about that is because these beings and entities understand our tendencies. They understand what we're gonna do given certain situations, given certain things that are put in front of us. And they also know how to program us because, you know, some dog trainers are really, really good training dogs because they understand the psychological aspect of it. And really, these beings, they understand that too. And, you know, we all come from a different galactic background. We all have different abilities. We can all do different things. And depending on your abilities, you know, that could say a lot about where you're from galactically too. So we're all just kind of in this soup being studied together right now.
Absolutely. But we got to find our unity and we got to just shed off this horrible system. The more people wake up, the better. Please do share these videos everywhere you possibly could. Please do, you know, don't be afraid to tell people and speak out. And as always, much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.